informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Tyler with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, West End's beloved venue, The Bearded Lady, will be closing its doors permanently at the end of the month after negotiations with its landlord to renew the lease fell through. This comes only weeks after season 3 closed for good after facing the same issues with lease renewal.
Launch of Australia's first local-made Eris rocket has been postponed a second time this morning, following its planned launch from Bowen, North Queensland, yesterday morning. Gold Coast-based Gilmore Space Technologies cited a pre-launch anomaly as the reason for delay and has not set a new launch date. The next launch is likely to be at least 3 weeks away, where the rocket will carry a single jar of Vegemite into orbit for 8 minutes over the Coral Sea before crashing, landing into the ocean.
In national news, the Victorian government has announced a $15.9 million increase in financial support for farmers facing drought conditions. The aid payments are an increase of the government's $13.5 million program announced last September, aiming to support rural farmers and small businesses in dry conditions across southwest Victoria. The additional spending expands the pool of recipients to 13 additional local government areas as the aid seeks to address farm production and infrastructure issues as drought conditions persist.
Anthony Albanese has backed a regional trade agreement with Indonesia, reinstating the importance of the Australian-Indo bilateral relationship. Australia has been invited to participate in Indonesia's economy more, with Albanese backing Indonesia's bid to join the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. When asked about Russian ties with Indonesia, Albanese claimed, "It's not for me to comment on what occurred between the countries that are not Australia. What is important is Australia's position."
In international news, North America has surpassed 2,500 measles cases as the continent faces four active outbreaks stretching across Mexico, the United States, and Canada. In the United States, the cases spread across 11 states, with North Dakota and New Mexico announcing three new cases on Thursday. Public health officials state that the outbreak is the worst in 30 years and has caused the death of three people, attributing the 11-fold increase in cases as compared to the previous year as being symptomatic of falling vaccination rates and cuts to public health services.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of rain around midday. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We're back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cat.